Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Fernando, and I'm joined by JP. Hello, JP.
Hola, Fernando.
This is Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 4. In Spanish, you just have to eat them all.
It's quite a title, Fernando.
Yes, we outsource our titles.
We do. So welcome, everyone, to the new Spanish Pod 101. We're learning Spanish with some fun and effective lessons. And hopefully we're providing you with some cultural insights and tips that you might not find in a textbook. Now, Fernando, what on earth are we going to talk about today?
Without outsourcing the content, in this lesson you will learn about direct object pronouns. The conversation will take place in the break room, and the conversation is between Violeta and Rodrigo. They will be using the informal register.
All right. Now, before we listen to this conversation, I want to remind you, you can follow along with us with the lesson notes. Right? The lesson notes are going to have the transcript of this dialogue. Just go to our website, which is www.SpanishPod101.com, to find that transcript. All right. Let's listen to this conversation.
Oye, ¿qué estás comiendo?
Papitas.
¿Me das unas?
No, ya me las comí todas.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
Oye, ¿qué estás comiendo?
Papitas.
¿Me das unas?
No, ya me las comí todas.
One more time with a translation.
Oye, ¿qué estás comiendo?
Hey, what are you eating?
Papitas.
Potato chips.
¿Me das unas?
Will you give me some?
No. Ya me las comí todas.
No. I ate them all.
Okay, Fernando. So, Rodrigo walks into the break room and sees Violeta eating.
Yes. He asks her, Oye, ¿qué estás comiendo?
Hey, what are you eating? Oye, ¿qué estás comiendo? So that oye is hey.
Then, ¿qué estás comiendo? Is what are you eating?
Right. Word for word. Que means what? Estás comiendo? You are eating. So we've got the verb for to eat in the present progressive.
What are you eating? ¿Qué estás comiendo? And the answer is papitas.
Papitas. Now, these are potato chips, right? Papitas. That's a nice little snack. Papitas.
Rodrigo then asks if he can have some. ¿Me das unas?
¿Me das unas? Will you give me some? Right? Me is to me. Das is the verb dar, which is to give, right? So, das would be you give. Me das, you give to me.
¿Me das unas?
Right. Me das unas. And unas means some. So, me das unas, will you give me some? Or will you give some to me, right? Meaning some papitas.
Her answer is a big no. Ya me las comí todas.
So cruel, right? I ate them all already. So the verb here is comer, and she says comí. I ate, right? Las comí, I ate them. Now that las is a direct object pronoun referring to the chips. Me las comí todas, I ate them all for myself. And then the word ya at the beginning of the sentence means already.
Ya me las comí todas.
I ate them all for myself already. Ya me las comí todas. No chips for you, Rodrigo. All right, Fernando, let's hear the list of vocabulary words in isolation.
Comer.
To eat.
Comer. Comer. Las papitas.
Potato chips.
Las papitas. Las papitas. Dar.
To give.
Dar. Dar. Ya.
Already. Now.
Ya. Ya. Todo.
All.
Todo. Todo.
All right, let's talk about these words. What are we going to start with?
Let's look at the verb comer.
Comer, to eat. This is my favorite verb, comer.
We heard it a couple of times in the dialogue. The first was in the question, ¿qué estás comiendo?
¿Qué estás comiendo? Okay, so you can see here that we have it in the present progressive, comiendo. Comiendo is the present participle of comer. So, if comer means to eat, then comiendo means eating, right? ¿Qué estás comiendo?
We also heard it in ya me las comí todas.
Okay, here comer shows up as comí, I ate. Now, this is the first person singular of the verb comer in the preterite tense. Comí, I ate.
Bien. Next, we have las papitas.
Potato chips, las papitas. My Mexican friends always put hot sauce on their papitas.
I do that too, and with a squirt of lime.
It's delicious. Now, of course, in Europe, they don't say papitas, right? They say patatas fritas, las patatas fritas de bolsa.
But they don't put hot sauce on them.
No, no way. Not at all. Okay, las papitas. All right, what's next?
Next is another verb, dar.
Dar, to give. We heard it in the second person present, right?
Yes, Rodrigo says, ¿me das unas?
Will you give me some? ¿Me das unas? Okay, that's the verb, dar.
Alrighty. Next we have ya.
Ya. This is a little word, it's kind of hard to explain. How did we hear it in the dialogue?
Ya me las comí todas.
Right, so here ya is used with a verb in the past. So we're going to say that ya means already. I already ate them all. Ya.
Ya me las comí todas. Ready for the last word?
Let's hear it.
Last word is todo.
Todo, right? Todo means all. Now, in the dialogue, the all we're referring to is the papitas. So todo is going to reflect the gender and number of the papitas, right? So todas, todas las papitas.
Ya me las comí todas.
Great. Now, before we move on, I just want to say one thing about the pronunciation of the word todas. We have to use a Spanish D in this word. If you try to use an American D, you're going to end up with todo, which means bull, right? So you have to pronounce that with a Spanish D with your tongue between your teeth. Todo, todas. Okay? It's actually more like the American TH in the word the or this. Todo, todas.
That is right. Using the American D will give you an American accent. Todo, todas. All right, what's on the grammar dish for today?
The grammar dish. Well, Fernando, I want to talk about direct object pronouns.
It's kind of a huge topic, isn't it?
It is. So I'm just going to explain just enough so that we can understand the dialogue today. Let's take the last sentence of the dialogue.
Ya me las comí todas.
Ya me las comí todas. Right, in English we'd say, I already ate them all. Mm-hmm. I already ate them all. That them is referring to las papitas. She could have said, ya me comí todas las papitas.
She could have.
Right, but in this case, we're going to use a pronoun like them, so we don't have to go around repeating the full noun. Now, can you imagine if the conversation was, what are you eating? Papitas. Can you give me some papitas? I already ate all the papitas.
It can get a little repetitive from what I'm seeing or hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. So we use the pronoun las instead. Now, notice that las is feminine plural. And the reason why is because papitas is feminine plural. So just for fun, what if she was eating a tamal, which is masculine singular? Can you give me a tamal? ¿Me das uno?
She would say, ya me lo comí todo.
Okay, ya me lo comí todo. I ate it already. So you can see that that lo would stand for tamal, but las is for papitas. You know what? We're going to put a chart of all the direct object pronouns in the lesson notes so you can see all the different forms together.
Is that it?
Well, one more thing. In Spanish, the direct object pronouns go before the conjugated verb. So, ya me las comí. Okay? Las comes before comí.
Right.
Now, this is different than English, right? Because in English, we say, I already ate them. So, ate comes first, then comes after. But in Spanish...
In Spanish, las comes first. Me las comí. Todas.
Exactly.
Right. Let's wrap it up.
Cool, folks. Now, don't forget to go to our website, which is www.SpanishPod101.com. There you're going to find the vocab, the sample sentences, the grammar explanation, even a cultural insight section. All right? That's at our website, www.SpanishPod101.com. Don't forget, you can leave us your questions, your comments, your suggestions about this lesson. We always love to see what you have to say. I guess for now, it's time to say goodbye. So, hasta la próxima.
Adios.